From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he would welcome another federal government shutdown if Congress cannot agree on stiffer immigration restrictions. Speaking to a law enforcement panel at the White House, Trump argued for a change in legislation to prevent what he called killers being allowed to enter the country and being able to continue to kill.
We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
Trump's call for a possible government shutdown came as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a short-term spending measure Tuesday night, and Senate leaders were closing in on a larger long-term pact. At least six people are dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan's coastal city of Hualien. Rosanna Philpott has the details.
And as rescue teams continue to scour through rubble, the death toll is expected to climb. Footage from Tuesday night showed people trying to escape leaning buildings, passing children down from balconies as aftershocks shook the city. The country sits between two tectonic plates and is prone to earthquakes. Many here are still scarred by a huge 7.6 magnitude tremor that killed over 2,000 people in 1999.
Reporter Rosanna Philpott. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will be part of the North Korean delegation to the South Korean Winter Olympics. Analysts say her inclusion in the Olympic delegation shows North Korea's ambition to use the Olympics to break out from diplomatic isolation by improving relations with the South, which it could use as a bridge for approaching the United States. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that Washington would soon announce new tough sanctions to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear and missile programs.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Speaking in Tokyo on his way to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, Pence promised the United States and its allies, including Japan, would keep maximum pressure on Pyongyang until it took steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. Pence reiterated Washington's stance that all options are on the table to deal with North Korea. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu will travel to Iran later on Wednesday to hold talks with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Jeff Custer has the details.
A spokesman said Turkey's military operation in Syria will be discussed during the visit. Iran has urged Turkey to stop its military offensive in Syria, saying the operation in the northern Afrin region breached Syrian sovereignty and would increase tension in the war-damaged country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says he's incredibly proud after SpaceX's new rocket blasted off Tuesday on its first test flight carrying a red electric sports car aiming for an endless road trip past Mars.
The mission seems to have gone really as well as one could have hoped, with the exception of Centaur. Those are the two side boosters. If you guys are here, you saw them land. That was epic. I think that's probably most exciting thing I've ever seen, literally, ever.
Musk later revealed the third booster slammed into the Atlantic Ocean at 300 miles per hour and missed the floating landing platform, scattering shrapnel all over the deck and knocking out two engines. Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai is undergoing cancer treatment at a hospital in neighboring South Africa. The 65-year-old leader of the Movement for Democratic Change has been in and out of the hospital since revealing last June he had been diagnosed with colon cancer. A spokesman told reporters Tuesday that Tsvangirai has been hospitalized since January and that he is in critical condition. Water levels at dams supplying South Africa's Cape Town fell further this week. Data showed on Wednesday the latest sign of a deepening crisis that could soon see taps in the tourist hub run dry in May. Dam levels in the Western Cape province fell to 23.7% this week, down from 36.5% a year ago, according to a weekly update from the Department of Water Affairs. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.